You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
I think this is so cool. One of the original members, Simple Minds, are coming to town. It's Charlie Burchill on the phone.
Yeah, Charlie, thanks so much for getting up early and joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. How's Vegas? Is it sunny?
It is sunny. It's a little cooler than normal, but it's still sunny. By the time you get here this weekend, it'll be great.
Brilliant. It's sunny in Chicago. How's that for a change?
Wow, yeah, no kidding.
And boy, with that accent, you fit right into Chicago.
I know. Yes, really.
Yeah, they can understand me here.
Simple Minds, of course, going to be at the Pearl Inside the Palm Sunday night. And Charlie, is it true what I heard that you guys in the band didn't actually want to record what ended up being one of the most iconic songs of the 80s, Don't You Forget About Me?
Yeah, that's what happened was we had a bit of success overseas, and we had written a new album, and the record company, the label, wanted us to, you know, to cover this song, and we were young. Like, we've got plenty of songs of our own, and why do we want to do somebody's song, you know? And then John Hughes and Keith Forsey came over to the UK, and Jim met them and just loved them as people, you know? And then we said, okay, let's do this. We cut the track in, like, you know, about 4 hours, and that was that, and then we just left it, and then it became this massive hit.
It is a great song, but the thing is, I think people forget, man, you guys had a sound at that time, and it was kick ass, Alive and Kicking, Sanctify Yourself. Did you know, I mean, that was that whole MTV era. Did you know what you guys were doing, or were you just making music?
Funny, it's a really interesting question, because on that particular record, we had decided a long time before that we really wanted to, you know, try and make a go at the States. Not to change the sound, or not to change the writing, just to sort of really give it a, you know, bands to the States, you know, they would spend like a week or two and then they would disappear. And that's not how you do America. You have to get really embedded into the culture, you know.
All right, for those people just tuning in, this is not a joke. We're talking to Charlie Burchill from Simple Minds. I feel like I'm in an old tavern downtown Chicago having a pint.
I wish I was. I wish I was, man. Charlie, did you say you have family?
I mean, I can barely understand you now. I can't even imagine what it's like after you've had a couple of pints.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm really difficult to understand. I'm hard.
Hey, Charlie, let me ask you this. When you start playing, like, the first couple of notes of Don't You Forget About Me, Alive and Kicking, any of those songs that the band is so well known for, is it amazing to you the reaction you still get?
Yeah, it really is. It's great. I mean, it's funny because, especially with Don't You, because it's such a real American song in a way, if you think about the movie, and it's like a kind of soundtrack to people's life.
Do the fists go in the air immediately?
Yeah.
And the whole crowd. Hey.
Yeah. Hey!
No,
hey.
Actually, no, sorry, no, Carla, they don't. What happens now is the phones go up in the air.
Well, yes. Yes. Charlie,
put the phones down and listen to the music.
I want to know, Charlie, did you see the movie? Did you see The Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Okay.
Course, we had a private screening of it before it was released. You know, we don't understand that thing over in Britain. Like, why are the kids going to school on Saturday? You know, and what's the problem? Why are they not? Are they locked in there?
Wow, oh, Charlie, I swear we could talk to you all day long.
I know.
Long, man.
What a pleasure, and what an honor. That song is so iconic. You guys are just so iconic. I have I'm always happy to say when I've helped paid a band you know, bills along the way, because I have most of your music that I've downloaded. I have it on cassette as well. So love your sound, and I'm so glad you guys are coming to Las Vegas
Sunday night over at the Pearl at the Palms.
Oh, thank you. That's really great. We're really looking forward to it.